the mindset. We talked about that there, the mindset, trying to get inside the mind, and we may never be able to with this young man, this young Polk pilot, but it certainly brings to mind very many many questions here. Joining us to talk about this now, of course, our resident expert here, Regional Psychological Consultants, East Lansing, Dr. John Braccio. Good morning. Good morning, Dr. John.
Good morning, Dave. Good to talk to you, my friend.
It's good to talk to you. I wish under better circumstances, but certainly hearing there, you just heard the latest news that he may have been trying to hide this condition from his employer. Well, I'm certain that you have heard in your career of this similar type of situation with clients as well. It would not be surprising, I don't think, to you.
No, that would be surprising that someone having issues but wanting to continue their work might want to hide any particular problems that the person is having. In his case, it would appear to be depression. And depression, if you've ever had it, you know, it's a 1,000-pound gorilla that sits on you and can totally can stop you from being able to do anything in its worst stages.
You know, there was a very interesting quote, I thought, that came from the CEO of the parent company here, Lufthansa, in which he said, you know, there must be another word for this. He said someone who would bring down a plane and take himself out, but 149 other people, there certainly must be a word other than suicide. And that seems appropriate, doesn't it?
Well, it really does. I think in this case, assuming the facts, if they are as they seem to be presented, this would clearly be just murder. I mean, this would be out and out killing a number of people. If he wanted to commit suicide himself, that's one thing. But when you choose to kill a lot of other people, then that would be nothing more than a horrible, murderous act.
Dr. John, you help people all the time who suffer from you know, depression, which, again, it's insidious, but it can be a highly personal disease, and something that people, because someone is depressed, even in a position like this where they have lives that are, you know, that are in their hands, it doesn't mean a person is homicidal in any way, shape, or form. But there could be something else. Couldn't there be something chemically going on here with him that, you know, that we would only be able to know about through perhaps a postmortem, which isn't very likely at this point?
Well, that's true, Dave. We really don't know. And also, you could also add to the mix here that not only was he depressed and unhappy, whatever circumstances, but he really wanted to make a final statement. So everybody would want to know about his circumstances and how difficult, as bizarre as this sounds. So he chooses to go out and kill a lot of other people. That's a pretty horrible thing. Now, at the kindest in terms of interpretation, I think, would be he was so depressed, so down and out, so out of tune, if you will, with reality, that his goal was to kill himself, and he really wasn't taking into account all the other people he was going to kill. Now, that would be kind of even a kind interpretation of somebody who has done such a murderous act. But in this case, let's hope it's not such a narcissistic thing that he was just out to make a name for himself, or I want everybody to talk about me after I'm gone. But this is a strange case, and I'm sure I think we're going to learn more, you know, about this, the circumstances here. But certainly something was going on completely haywire in his mind, whether there's some type of chemical impact. Certainly psychologically, he was, you know, really out of it, and certainly was thinking of no one else. Depression, by the way, can become a selfish thing where you're just focusing on yourself. But this thing goes beyond anything you'd expect in any type of a normal type of depression, because depression is very common, and most people have this at one time or another over certain circumstances. So this would be an exceptionally unusual outcome. I also even heard that he was having problems with a girlfriend. I mean, I don't know if that's true. You know, you hear all these bits and pieces of information.
But it is, you know, it is darkly fascinating, because it's our human nature to want to have answers. We want to have answers quickly. We want to know what caused, you know, A, what caused B. Well, there's an easy answer for that, and there may not be an easy answer here.
No, I don't think there's an easy answer for this. I think we'll get more information, but it definitely appears, as a minimum, he was out of sorts, wanting to kill himself, and also out of sorts in a much worse way, chose to kill a very large number of people. Very, very sad, tragic situation all the way around. And I think we will gather more information, but this is clearly that dark side. You know, we knew it as good and evil as young Catholics. That was a kind of a simplistic way of putting it. And now we do see this would be evil and certainly a very, very dark way that leads to terrible thoughts for the person who did it and everyone who's involved and all of us to think about it. It's really, this is what you call a human tragedy, and we have to figure what can we do to stop this type of activity. But it appears every now and then this is sadly one of the things that does happen.
Yeah. Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Consultants in East Lansing. You can find him online, drjohnb.com. Our expert here. Appreciate your insight this morning, a tragic situation, but nonetheless as a professional, one that is fascinating as well. Thanks for being with us.
Very good. Bye-bye.